toll-free here at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. You get to actually control the content of the site, too. The stuff on the front page is there because of the efforts of listeners like you. When you find a news story or a blog post, maybe a YouTube video that you think is interesting, fun, outrageous, exciting, you want to share with us, you want to share with the other listeners, you submit it as show prep at freetalklive.com. Then others will see it and they can vote on it. You can vote whether you like or dislike, and then we'll find out in the aggregate what it is that you, the listener, think is important. So go to freetalklive.com to get interactive. And by the way, tonight in the studio with you, it's Ian.
Tally.
And Allie.
We've been talking about entrepreneurialism and, you know, where it comes from. Is it something that is born in you? Or is it something that anybody can do? It's just that maybe most people, it's just kind of beaten out of them over time with adults who don't understand entrepreneurialism or are afraid of the risks involved. Basically, you know, talking kids out of it. Because what started this whole conversation was this story you had, Allie, about an 11-year-old who has basically become a bow tie mogul. I mean, this kid has created a business. He saw a need in the marketplace for colorful, attractive bow ties. It wasn't there. He said they were just red and black, and they were really boring. So he wanted to do something about that, and he did. He created his own line of products. It's being sold now through the website Etsy, which is kind of an indie, you know, handcrafted items website.
Yep.
And, of course, he has his own website, which I don't think we gave. Oh, wait, no, it's just the Etsy page. Okay, I thought maybe he had his own site. Maybe he does. I just haven't looked for it. But he's getting news headlines at Forbes and Huffington Post, and I think that's fantastic. And the question is, why doesn't this happen more often? Well, a lot of people, if you try to get a job at age 11, you'll be told no. So usually the answer from adults in the world when a young person wants to get a job or start working in some way is, no, you can't do that. You're not old enough yet. And, of course, what 11-year-old, I know how I was when I was that young. I did not want to be eating on the kids' menu anymore. You know, there's a certain point at which you're ready to grow up. Right, and now I'm not saying that, you know, I would have known everything about being an adult at age 11, but I know I did not want to eat off the kids' menu at that time, and you know I would have liked the idea of creating some sort of product or service. Thankfully, I had parents who allowed me to work at their thrift store. My mom owns a thrift store in Florida, and so I did get the opportunity to build skills interacting with customers as I was a younger man. And so that way, when I became old enough to get a job, I was, you know, kind of old hat at it. Like, I didn't have to really learn how to deal with customers because I'd been doing it. But that's, you know, that's because my parents were entrepreneurial enough, my mom was, to have this store that I could work at. And because I was family, the government can't really come in and do anything about that. But had she wanted to hire another 11-year-old, a friend of mine or something like that, that would be illegal.
I think it's great when young people find useful things to do instead of going to school, but, you know, a lot of times kids are just locked away in these government schools for a major portion of the day,
sure.
And they don't have access to these entrepreneurial activities.
Well, this young man in the story, Mo, said that he can't work late because he has to go to school. Oh, sorry, Bo. I apologize. I thought it was Mo's.
It's Bo's, but I looked online, and so...
It says here it's Mo's Bo's.
Mo's Bo's. Oh, maybe I'm wrong. Oh, that's right. It's Mosiah is his name.
Yeah.
Mosiah Bridges. Sorry about that.
So Mo, in this case, you know, he's got to go to bed at 8:30 because, well, government school starts at 7 in the morning or some ridiculous time frame like that. So, yeah, you're right. That eats up the majority of the day. And by the time you get home, then, of course, they've got homework. So not only are you at the government school for 8 hours, but then there's an hour or two or whatever or more of homework and projects and things like that. So, I mean, literally... Then you're beat. You got to go to bed. I mean, that's amazing that this young man can go to government school, presumably, and then still find time to operate this business.
I wonder if he has classmates that dress like him also.
With a bow tie?
Yeah, him and his crew.
I bet he's pretty popular.
Well, he certainly is a sharp dresser. There's no doubt about that. So, I don't know. If you've got anything else you want to add to this, sure would love to hear your story. Maybe you were a young entrepreneur. And I mean, because the lemonade stand is obviously kind of the classic example of this. That's kind of the fun way for a young person to go out and be an entrepreneur for a day. And,
right.
Of course, you know, if somebody sets up a lemonade stand, then there's always people who will stop by if they see it just because it's cute, you know. So you get that cute factor, and you're going to probably make some sales based on that.
So there's a show I'm watching right now called Curb Your Enthusiasm, and the main character goes to a lemonade stand. His name is Larry, and he goes by the lemonade. They charge a dollar for just a little bit. He drinks some and spits it out and tells them that it's horrible, and then the kids get really upset. He asks for his money back. They wouldn't give his money back. The mom comes and gets really upset with Larry and says that this is really antisocial of him. Like, it's like people have this thing about kids where you can't treat them like they're adults.
Mm.
So even if you are running your lemonade stand, you're not really getting customers. It's more like you're like a charity case. Like, oh, that's cute.
That is pretty much what it is. Yeah, because, like, I have to say, if I went to a lemonade stand and paid 50 cents for a cup of lemonade and it wasn't that great,
I wouldn't
do anything about that. I would about my way.
Don't you think it would be maybe a better learning experience for the kids if you
treat... To get some feedback?
Yeah, get feedback.
Larry David is not a tactful man.
That's true, but he doesn't seem to get these social conventions, which some of them have their purpose, but for something like that, I had to side with Larry because I feel like, you know, protecting the kids from criticism and all that just delays their development.
But I think he escalates situations instead of de-escalates. There's a way to deliver a message that he's not happy
right.
with the product or service. But Larry David, by the way, is one of the creators of Seinfeld.
That's right.
What is the deal with this? And that episode, I guess, is lemonade stands.
I think if Allie, if I were to want to somehow communicate my disappointment with the product, and I don't really care that much because the lemonade stand's going to be gone the next day, and it's not going to be there offering lemonade to anybody else anytime soon. So there's really no real rationale to as a customer to want that to improve because I'm not going to have another chance to buy it.
Right.
But if for whatever reason I felt like I needed to give some feedback, I might.
Well, you
feel
like you got ripped off, right? If you feel like you wouldn't care.
No, it's a lemonade stand. We're talking about 50 cents here. I mean, for somebody to be so petty as to demand their money back over that, I think that's pretty ridiculous.
Right.
If I were going to be giving any feedback, I would do it as kindly as possible. Because, yeah, Allie, okay, I get where you're coming from, like, it's the real world. You're going to have upset customers. Deal with it, kid. But if you're talking about a 7-year-old or something like that, these are people who aren't necessarily equipped to handle those circumstances.
That's the thing is that when you go out and do something like this, you're kind of putting yourself at risk of being criticized, having your product criticized. That's just part of the game.
If you want to be that person who causes a scene at the lemonade stand, then that's your choice.
Well, and then parents will
not interested.
Will treat the whole situation. They'll buy all the stuff for the kids. They will like basically create this like. They will. It's not really them being entrepreneurs. It's just like something they're doing instead of, you know, playing football in
the
yard.
That's not fair.
It's probably fun.
That's not. I don't think you're being fair at all to the kids in this case.
If they want to take a loan out from the parents and say, "Can I, you know, can I borrow money so I can create this stand and then I will give you, you know, the profits to cover that, and then, or I'll give you the money back for it, and then whatever's left over is profit."
I think you expect too much. Look,
that's how it would work in the real world.
Right, I get what you're saying, but I think you're expecting way too much from a 7-year-old in this case. Now, I'm the kind of person who I think that you shouldn't underestimate kids, but if you're getting into the world of loans and investments and all that, at a young age, it's just enough. It's enough to have a young person being willing to stand behind a table and hawk a product. I mean, just that, you know, or go door to door and offer candy bars or whatever. These are important, what's the word I'm looking for? To get out of your shell. These are important activities to become more extroverted. And that's why I think, you know, parents, obviously they like to see it. It's cute and all that. So that's why they're willing to help out, you know, make the lemonade. And
sure.
And that's okay. And there's nothing wrong with all that.
Don't you think it's kind of coddling them, though?
I don't necessarily think I get where you're coming from, but I think you're being pretty harsh towards these kids. 855
grow up sometimes.
450 free. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can take control. Share your thoughts. This is Free Talk Live.
Business owners, listen up.
Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a Z.
What's that spell?
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
What if it happened? The lights go out and the power doesn't come back. Could you provide your family with the basic necessities of life? We can teach you how at the Sustainable Preparedness Expo. This Sunday, September 22nd at the Spokane County Fair and Expo Center. Learn about growing all your own food, herbal medicine, emergency medical and dental techniques, water well hand pumps, seed saving, emergency radio communication for beginners, and other life-saving information to provide you with the knowledge to survive in the direst of situations. There's a wide variety of vendors offering the latest preparedness products and services. Plus, visit the Longevity booth. The Sustainable Preparedness Expo is an event the entire family will enjoy. For tickets and registration info, go to sustainablepreparedness.com. Enter promo code GCN to save $3 on tickets. Don't wait to be a victim. Plan ahead with the Sustainable Preparedness Expo. This Sunday, September 22nd at the Spokane County Fair and Expo Center.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Control here, toll free, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. We've got archives that go back for years. You just click and download, get as many as you like for free at freetalklive.com. And then maybe you're considering getting a home loan. Well, you need to talk to some experts about that, like a Mortgage Minute Guy. These guys know about home loans. They have a lot of experience in dealing with this, and they can tell you all about how the principal payments and interest payments break down, for instance, like how on a 30-year loan, the first payment you make typically is going to be 35% going to principal reduction. A lot of people, you know, I didn't know this necessarily when I was first looking into getting a loan. 65% of that first payment goes to interest. So that's a tremendous amount of money just going to interest. You're barely even paying down principal at that point. It would take you 10 and a half years of paying at today's interest rates to finally break 50-50 on interest and interest payment versus principal payment. If you want to change that up, you can go with a 20-year loan or a 15-year loan. 20-year loan, for instance, first payment right out the gate, you're starting at 49.6 going to principal reduction. With a 15-year loan, your first payment at 59% is going to principal reduction. The less you can pay to interest, the better. And you can learn more from the experts at MortgageMinuteGuy.com. Their phone number is 866-288-0088. That's 866-288-0088, MortgageMinuteGuy.com. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. We'll talk to Jamie in northern New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Jamie.
Good evening, all.
Hey, what's on your mind?
So I had a random thought after just finishing the podcast from last night. And when I get random liberty thoughts, being that I am in New Jersey, not too many people around here to bounce the idea off of. So I call in.
What you got?
Last night there was discussion about all of the obscene and ridiculous regulations put upon businesses and organizations and such. What if business owners certainly have the right to refuse service to people, have the right to charge whatever they want for any product, service, so on and so forth? Most people tend to give police and bureaucrats preferential treatment in their businesses. What if people were to actually charge police and bureaucrats more as opposed to less than they charge other people?
Like a tax, perhaps?
Not certainly in a retaliatory or spiteful or discriminatory way, because that would, in my mind, constitute aggression.
Well, it definitely would be discrimination. And
yeah,
I don't think it's aggression either.
But that's an interesting point.
Discrimination, because what I would be thinking of it as in my own business, if I were to do such a thing, I'd be attempting to reclaim some of the money that was stolen from me to pay that person's paycheck.
I think that's a fascinating idea. I've never heard it proposed before.
Wait, and to not do business with them?
No, to do business with them, but to charge them extra
because
of who they are,
right?
Because they work for the state.
Because they're subsisting on my money.
Yeah, I think that would be fascinating. Because you know they're going to come after you for it, right? Like, if you keep doing that and somebody figures it out, then the people in the state will be livid about that. Of course, as you point out, lots of businesses give cops free food or discounted food, for instance, like most fast food places in the South, at least. I've seen this happen where the cops would just get free food.
Yeah.
Here in Keene, actually, the police have to refuse free food if they're offered, from what I was told by one of the police officers here. So, again, I think that the cops up here, to some extent, are cut better than some of the police in other parts of the country, but it's certainly not uncommon for cops to be given special preferential treatment, and it would be very interesting to see a business owner do as you're suggesting.
Yeah, I knew
a
restaurant owner who would...
I'd love to hear people's thoughts on that. Just mull it over, because it just popped in my head and I called right away. I haven't even had a chance to really think it through.
There you go, Jamie. Let us know if you end up implementing that, and thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate it. At 855-450-FREE. Tally, what were you saying?
I knew a restaurant owner who would always offer free drinks and food to cops, because then they would come by the store. It would make everybody feel more safe. And I think that
doesn't make me feel more safe.
No.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, there's a cost of doing business. So if instead of passing on the cost of government to non-bureaucratic customers, they would pass it on to the bureaucrats, sounds reasonable.
That's
especially
awesome.
Where he was coming from. Doesn't sound like he's coming from a spiteful place. So, yeah.
I think that they would see it that way.
But it's still discrimination. I mean, just by definition,
right,
you're treating someone differently than others. And I'd be fascinated to see how that would pan out.
It's one thing if somebody comes in with a shiny badge, but, I mean, are you going to ask every customer if they work for a government?
Right, that's one problem with it. And
well,
another
if,
thing
if
is...
if you live in a small town, you know them, right?
Yeah.
So, like, if I'm standing... like, I know who what a lot of the bureaucrats look like. I don't all their know all their names, but I've spent enough time in City Hall, you know, doing activism there to where, that's one of them. I wouldn't have a problem at all doing that.
So, I'm trying to imagine how this works, so... I'm working at my job, and then a police officer comes up and wants to buy a pack of gum, and I was like, all right, that's $1.40, and then I have to add the being a cop surcharge.
Yep.
And
$2, sir.
It's going to be $2.
Yeah.
And then how are they going to, I mean, isn't that just going to make a target out of the store?
Well, of course.
So I could see, I mean, I think that maybe...
Anytime you stand up against the state, you're going to be targeted. Period.
I don't think that, I think a lot of businesses would be very hesitant to try to do something like that.
Does that apply also to members of the military? Because that would much more controversial.
Well, these are people that, like you said, Ian, a lot of times get perks for being
military members. Get to board the plane first on a lot of different plane companies.
Oh, there's so many perks to be a military member. I'm a veteran. So.
People treat them like they're volunteers. They're not volunteers. They're paid. They're paid to do a job. It just happens to be a really crappy job.
Well, it is a voluntary position in that they volunteered into it. But yes, you're right. They do get a paycheck, although the pay is pretty crappy if you think about it. Right?
Well, like maybe. It's such a good deal, and then if you're married, you get your own house.
Is that right?
A lot of young people, you know, can't live like that unless it were for the military.
I don't know how people judge the salaries that people in positions get, because, like, what do you compare? When you compare teachers, like, that's a good example, because you have private schools, and you can say, wow, these public school teachers are getting paid a lot more on average than the private school teachers, so it seems like they get paid a lot. But when it comes to, like, the police and the military, I don't really know whose salaries you can compare them to say that
private security?
They don't get very much money. Yeah, I mean, do cops make a lot less than a private security guard?
A lot more.
Seems like they would make more.
They would make more.
They're probably overpaid.
Government workers always make more, generally, than private counterparts. When you do the comparisons, it's significant.
Yeah, but the military, you have free health care, free place to stay,
right, so how
money.
Do you factor all that in? What does it really break down to? You can share your thoughts. Ace is with us in Tampa. You're on Free Talk Live. Ace. Oh, wait, let's try that again. There you go,
how
Ace.
You
go ahead with your thoughts.
Can't complain.
What's on your mind?
Well, you guys started talking about the lemonade stands, you know, and being a kid, and nowadays you do that. I've seen sheriffs actually pulled over and stopping the lemonade stand.
Mm-hmm.
But before I get into that little comment, I kind of wanted to get something out there that, just for anybody who's out there listening, you know, this left-right false paradigm thing. I get into chat rooms with Republicans and Democrats. And
boy, you are a glutton for punishment. Hang on. We'll come back with your story in a moment. We'll come back with your friend. Ace. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I guess there isn't much else you can do for activism down in Florida, so chat room's probably about it. We'll come back with more. Tally, you and I are from there originally. It's Free Talk Live. We're on the way. You take control.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
It's time to get healthy, and your first step towards a healthy lifestyle begins at the Healthy Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center in Nashville. Get your free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com and join us for Tennessee's most comprehensive health, fitness, and nutrition expo. There's over 100 exhibits with information and services to help create a healthier life. Also, more than 25 health screenings, cooking demos, and the latest fitness trends. Plus, visit the Young
longevity booth. Get free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com. There's prizes all day on the stages and at the booths, like fitness memberships to an area health club every hour. The Healthy Living Expo, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center, Nashville. Get free tickets for yourself, your family, your friends, and everyone you know at thehealthylivingexpo.com. Get to the website now, because tickets are $10 at the door. The Healthy Living Expo, your first step towards a healthy lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Toll-free, 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We've got a webcam. You can watch. You can listen. You can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners in the chat room. The chat room is built into the same page as the cam. Makes it easy for you. Go to cam.freetalklive.com to do all those things for free. That's cam.freetalklive.com. You want free? You want more free stuff? How about a free website from squarespace.com? You can go to squarespace.com and get signed up for your free trial account right now with no credit card number. All you need is your email address. Get started and you'll be presented with so many choices for beautiful looking websites. They've got different themes, and the themes come in different templates, like shopping templates, blogs, portfolio sites. So maybe you've got some artwork or photographs you want to show off. You do a portfolio site in that case. Blog, of course, you know what that is. It's where you're blogging a variety of your opinions or news or whatever it is you want to blog. And then, of course, e-commerce, pretty obvious there. And Squarespace supports all of those and more. So go choose your theme. You decide you want to change it later, no problem. You can easily drag and drop items from your desktop right into your site and then rearrange the elements of content within the page. It's so simple. Squarespace.com makes it easy for you to have your own website. You don't have to hire some ridiculously expensive professional graphic designer. They've already got them on staff, so they've done all the hard work for you. All you have to do is just go plug it in and make it work for you at Squarespace.com. And it's responsive, so if you view a Squarespace site on a cell phone, they've got a different look for the cell phone than they would if it was your full desktop computer going to view the site. So the sites change based on the device that is looking at them. And of course, you can easily connect your site to your favorite social website like Facebook and Twitter and all the rest. So go to squarespace.com. When you're ready to sign up and actually buy the official hosting account, there's some perks that you get when you do that. It's $8 a month. so affordable, and it includes a free domain name if you sign up for a year. Now, if you want to save a few extra bucks, you can use our discount code, which is FTL and the number 9. That's FTL9 to save 10% at squarespace.com. Let's go back to Ace. He's in Florida. Ace, you were telling us you've been in chat rooms with Republicans and Democrats. We had to run off to the break, so continue your thoughts.
Yeah, I keep hearing in my head that glutton for punishment. I would say that I'm not a glutton really for anything. That's one of the seven deadly sins, I believe, but I do get my fill of the punishment for sure.
All right, tell me more.
If you join, or at least myself, if I join a topic and I go to the Republican or the Democrat side and state the same opinion on both sides, I get accused of being the other side in both rooms.
Yep.
Which leads me to believe that they're both wrong, and that I myself, and I think everybody should be, you know, a liberal. You have to start as a liberal and be moderate in your decisions and very conservative in who you'll let mess with them. And that's kind of how I live, and I think if we all live that way, we'd achieve what you guys are trying to achieve with your show. When it comes to the lighter side, I mean, when I was a kid, the things I did to make extra money and entertainment and have fun, I'd probably be a terrorist today as a 10-year-old. You know, the
you mean by
standards.
The government's...
You mean like building like bombs or something like that?
No, well, if you consider lemonade stands and selling sandwiches to
right.
construction workers.
What the government
and,
considers terrorism.
Yes, you know, freedom in... I mean, I can remember taking my dad. He was a big Elvis fan, and I would take his Elvis wig when he was at work and do an Elvis concert for an hour to the kids that were younger in the neighborhood and make 25, 30 bucks selling popcorn, lemonade, and singing some songs.
Wow. That's a pretty good one.
I mean, you do something like that today, you know, you're going to have to get permits, like you're saying. You know, the record people are going to want to cut, Elvis coming to your house, you know, whatnot.
Elvis loyalties.
You need to get your Elvis permit, son.
I'm not sure if the kids are into Elvis
exactly,
these days.
Right?
Yeah, I don't know if it's cool anymore.
I'm real hip to what you guys are saying, and you know, I haven't believed in bank accounts, bankers in general, lawyers, doctors. I mean, we were all given God-given instincts to understand what we need, and those aren't any of them. But,
were you able to continue being an entrepreneur throughout life?
No, you know, that's one of the things in my blog. You know, I started out as this up-and-coming entrepreneur. I mean, at 8 years old, I was taking driftwood and gluing burnt Christmas card pictures on them with Elmer's glue and beer tabs on the back and selling them door-to-door to little old ladies.
Oh, that's cute.
So, you know, they kind of crush that dream when you get to the age where they're like, well, you have to register for this, you have to apply that, give us your whole life history, do this, do that.
Exactly. That's how it gets crushed.
It brings me to a word that I coined last time I mentioned it. It's shown. And it's they say we should, I say we don't, and I just say shown. You know, just kind of get out of my face with what you think I should do.
Right.
And just let me be me. I'll take care of the people around me and myself, and I don't need your help.
Thanks, Ace. I appreciate your call tonight. 855-450-FREE.
I don't know if it's this way for everyone. But for me, motivation is like a momentum. And the more things that slow me down, the less I want to do whatever that thing that originally inspired me to act.
Mm-hmm.
So if you throw these government papers at me and say, well, to go forward, you need to do this first, that's just going to make me not want to go at all. You know,
yep.
I need to feel the results as soon as possible for me to keep wanting to do it. And if you put off that, then I'm just going to give up. A lot of people are probably like that.
And doesn't the state demand money up front a lot of times?
A lot of the time, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, who can scrape together enough money to start up a business, let alone, you know, give it to the state?
Right.
Well, very wealthy people can. So if you're really wealthy, then you're good to go. You can go and pay off all the government bureaucrats you need to pay off. You can rent the building that you need to rent in order to be legal. And that's really what the system is designed to do, is to protect the people who are wealthy from people who are poor from being upstarts. Because if there were freedom, and there isn't, but if there was actual freedom, then a poor person could start their business from the inside of their home. That way they don't have to take on extra costs of having to rent some separate place. Because in a lot of places, it's illegal to run a business from inside your home. And the person could start their business. They could start it small, just like Mo did, the young man that we were talking about selling bow ties. Start it small. Take it easy. Sell things on eBay. You don't have to have a storefront in order to be successful these days. And that would be the way a lot of people could start their businesses. But when folks do that, and the government bureaucrats get wind of it, eventually they will, if you become successful enough. You can start a business usually quietly without them knowing, but eventually they're going to find out if you become, you know, go past a certain level of growth, and then they're going to come down on you.
And then if you become super successful, like, you know, Walmart or Google or one of, you know, these huge companies, now the government is going to use whatever it is that you're providing to people to try to either propagandize your customers or steal their information or whatever it is. The government will just use your service as a vehicle to gain more control over others. So no matter what you do, the government wants a piece of it.
Yeah, well, that's because they're a criminal gang, and that's how they operate. I wish I could give credit to whoever it was that came up with this, but I love the description. The government, or the state rather, is an open source gang. Or at least that's the way it appears to be. We all know it's the good old boys who end up getting elected. But in theory, right, like anyone can become the don of this gang by getting elected. But ultimately, that's all they are. Just a criminal gang. Just like a gang, they demand payment for nothing, for the act of not destroying your life. That's essentially what you're paying them to do, is to look the other way and allow you to do business without meddling. And of course, even if you do pay them and then you decide to get all uppity, like you're just, well, first of all, you're a licensed business owner, but now you're a licensed business owner running for city council, all of a sudden the health inspector shows up. All of a sudden the fire code is violated. Now you've got problems, whereas before you didn't have any problems. So even if you are a registered business owner, even if you are licensed, you're still not safe, because as soon as you upset the apple cart, then you do anything at all to threaten the status quo, you get targeted and then taken out.
Now, do you think the average bureaucrat or police officer thinks of themselves as a gang member?
As a gangster?
Or is it just the politicians that get to make these decisions, get to do the wheeling and dealing?
That's an interesting question, and I'm sure each individual has different answers to that. But I do know that one of the political candidates for mayor one year here in Keene, I heard this story secondhand, mind you. He actually verified it today. So I've pretty much heard this story firsthand. The city manager grabbed him by the arm at one point, pulled him around the side of a building, and told him, "Look, I run this town." More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you between the ages of 25 and 65? Do you need to lose at least 10 pounds? If you answered yes, we're looking for you. We need you to participate in an absolutely risk-free nationwide trial of an extremely potent weight loss supplement. It's called AF Plus. To participate, you must call 1-800-934-4295 in the next 10 minutes. AF Plus is a proven weight loss breakthrough. Take one capsule just once a day, and you can experience maximum weight loss. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight, because it safely boosts your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to shed pounds in days with just one capsule a day. We're so confident you'll lose weight that we'll give you a full-size supply to use absolutely risk-free. We only need 100 more users for this trial, so if you need to lose weight, call immediately to guarantee your participation in this nationwide risk-free trial. Call 1-800-934-4295. That's 1-800-934-4295.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Attention homeschoolers, teachers, and students of all ages. Now there's a way to learn English grammar using the Holy Bible. Sacred Grammar is a unique book that teaches all of the fundamentals of English grammar using Bible verses. Affordable and simple to use, it's a superb supplement and a great teacher's aid. Whether your focus is teaching children at home, strengthening your own writing skills, or just speaking proper English, Sacred Grammar offers all the tools you'll ever need. Learn to use words through His Word. For more information, go to sacredgrammar.com at sacredgrammar.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283. An e-cig revolution. Pollution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need. For beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want toll free here at 855-450-FREE. And that is the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. Tonight, it's Ian here.
Tally.
And Allie.
Let's go right back into the phone calls with you and your thoughts. Matt is in Grove City, Pennsylvania. Hello, Matt.
Hey, how are you doing, guys?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, you guys were just, first of all, I'd like to say that I like what you guys are doing. I think it's really awesome.
Thanks.
You guys were discussing about how, like, big business kind of, like, you know, helps pay off people to, you know, hold down the little man in the form of regulation and stuff like that. And that's absolutely true. I believe that 100%. In Pennsylvania here, we had, like, a kind of, like, a start of internet cafes going, which had, like, slot play, internet blackjack, internet roulette, things like that. Mm-hmm. And it was hampered down by the government because of the big casinos, like such as like Rivers Casino in Pittsburgh, Meadows Casino, you know, different casinos like that, were losing profit from people going locally instead of driving, 60 miles to go to the casino. And we had one come up here in Grove City that...
One of these internet casinos?
Yeah, one of the internet cafes come up in Grove City, and, they were sprouting all over the place, right? And in Grove City here, as soon as ours opened up, I went in, and for the most part, like, you know, it's a bunch of elderly people, you know, retirees and all that, you know, going in and trying to have some fun, you know, do whatever they want with their money. And 2 weeks after it opened, government officials and regulations and stuff had to shut them down. because they were saying that the money was unregulated. I don't know how the money can be unregulated if everybody's paying their taxes like they should be.
Yeah, they're using Federal Reserve notes, like cash.
Yeah, how were they doing internet casinos? Because I thought gambling was made illegal online.
Well, see, I don't know the exact law of all that, but here in PA, PA kind of like takes the form of federal law here. Their state law is pretty vague and just like kind of goes to the federal. But anyway, it was legal here. We didn't have any laws.
How long ago was this?
This is about 6 months ago.
Huh, okay.
And when the internet started, when the casinos started sprouting up here in Pennsylvania, because before this, everything was illegal. And then they passed a bill to get casinos here in the state to help raise revenue and what have you. And when that law came into existence, then these internet cafes then found a loophole in the law, or whatever you want to call it, to be allowed to run these internet cafes through, like, time cards and stuff like that. I wanted to make a point that I remember when the law was written off, written down on these internet casinos, like the big casino companies, like the Rivers Casino, would then come on the news and say, well, we give back to the community, whereas, you know, the internet cafes and stuff like that don't, because all the funds are unregulated and stuff like that. And it was just a complete joke.
I wonder how people, I mean, I could see why they think that, I could see why people would think like, oh, this is obviously my competition, because we're talking about gambling, they're providing this gambling source for customers. But I don't know really how people can really pinpoint who their competition is. Like, it's kind of hard to say, right? Like, if I know I'm going to get either gum or chips today, and if they don't have chips and I'll get gum, the gum and the chip company don't think of themselves as competitors, but to me as a customer, they're competitors. So I don't know how people really know who the competitors are, and how often are businesses going after each other using the law when it doesn't really even benefit them anyway.
Matt, thanks for bringing that to our attention. I did a little Googling here and found some related stories. I appreciate the heads up. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We also have Skype. You can Skype in at username lrn.fm. This story is from 2012, May 21st, 2012. It's NBC 10 in Philadelphia reporting a South Philly internet cafe has been shut down after police raided the establishment due to alleged illegal gambling taking place inside. It happened at the Internet Sweepstakes Cafe on 24th and Oregon. Police began to investigate the cafe, which opened earlier in the year, after a complaint from a local resident in early March. Police say their investigation revealed the cafe was violating Pennsylvania gaming laws. Customers came in, said Lieutenant Ray Evers, and they had United States currency. They paid to get credits on a computer, and then gambling was taken place. If they won, the actual receipt cashed that day. Police confiscated over 30 computers, two internet servers, as well as banners outside the store that advertised sweepstakes and cash prizes during the raid. While the owners of the cafe refused to speak with NBC 10, they did reach out to an attorney who said that, from what I understand, there is absolutely nothing illegal going on inside the premises. But, well, maybe the attorney's interpretation is right, but odds are good the judges in the courts may interpret things differently, and it's not going to get your 30 computers back anytime soon. So effectively, these people are out of business. Even if years later, after a court case, some judge miraculously rules that these people were A-OK and, you know, by the letter of the law, legal, that's not going to help them get their business back.
It's too late now.
It's ruined. And all it took was one person to make a phone call to snitch out this place where people were voluntarily going in, choosing to do business with these folks, choosing to gamble. Of course, the people who support this kind of activity from the police will make excuses for it. They'll say things like, well, gambling's dangerous. People get addicted to it.
Brings crime into areas, they would say.
Well, if that's true, then why do you have so many states running lotteries? You know, if it's really that bad.
Well, it's okay for them to run gambling because they're, you know, a criminal enterprise.
It's for education.
I've definitely seen people who look like they probably should be spending their money for dinner, instead use the money to buy a lottery ticket. But, you know, it's not my judgment to make. I don't get to decide how people use their money. And to talk about gambling, I mean, it's something that you do it for the excitement. It shouldn't be something where you ruin your life over it. But if someone's going to do that, it's like drugs, you know. You can use them recreationally. You can use them to, you know, run your life into the ground. But you can't make that choice for someone else.
Sure. And, of course, as you point out, the state's totally fine with you using your hard-earned dollars to buy their lotto tickets, which, of course, the odds are much worse when it comes to buying a lotto ticket than actually going and gambling at most gambling operations. So there, it's even less likely that you're going to be a success with the state's options for gambling. And, of course, you could always go to the Indian casinos or whatever other casinos the state has approved for you to go and blow your life away, or destroy your life savings.
Well, aren't the Indian casinos or Native American casinos, aren't they allowed because they're sovereign territory?
There's something about that. I mean, I'm sure there's limits. Odds are good if you're a Native American, you probably just can't go start your own casino either, because those existing casino owners are probably going to want to protect themselves.
Sure, sure. They have privilege.
So let's go to Temper. He's in Springfield, Missouri. You're on Free Talk Live. Temper.
Hey. I'm an entrepreneur. At least I want to be one.
All right.
I'm a software developer, so I dabble in software engineering. And, you know, you talk to people and they're not very open-minded to the idea of creating a business. Like you talk to them about, oh, well, I can get a job making $35 an hour, and they think that that's a really good deal. Like, yeah, you should definitely do that. And then, you know, you talk to them about, you know, software, and I can write this software and sell it for, you know, $35 a license. And I can sell as many of them as I want. And then they start to get really hokey about, you know, the success of that. And
I think it's just that everyone has ideas. And so throughout your lifetime, you hear so many more bad ideas than you hear good ideas. That you just like, oh, here's another idea. And so a lot of people are skeptical right from the start. But then also, people hearing about the pitch for an idea, their response isn't necessarily going to be as true to the way a consumer might respond to that, right? Like, if you tell me about your software, I'd be like, that doesn't sound like it's going to be very successful. I don't know.
You don't want the software.
How could
you're
I know?
In the market for, you're not the target market for that
the
software.
The market's not totally predictable. If it was, then socialism would work, right?
Yeah, well, and, you know, it's probably a good area to be an entrepreneur is in software, because the state can't regulate what it doesn't understand, or at least it's not very good at it. So software can be developed quietly in a private place where the state doesn't know that that's happening, and you can do it somewhat anonymously if necessary, and selling it online. The state has no way of really regulating that, putting a regulation on your website. So if you're going to be an entrepreneur, that's definitely a good area to do it, because the state's likely not to get involved. But I understand, Temper, that it's frustrating dealing with people and their discouragement. Thank you for the call tonight. Hour 3's on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. And before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
I want to introduce you to a new groundbreaking method of emergency protection. It's called Peacekeeper. Are you fed up with the so-called state protection services? Then Peacekeeper is for you. The Peacekeeper app empowers neighbors to send and respond to emergency alerts. Help Peacekeeper help you by going to peacekeeper.org. Watch the video and learn how you can become a force for good in your neighborhoods. Peacekeeper.org.
If you suffer seasonal or environmental allergies and your doctor has told you that the only answer is medications for the rest of your life, Dr. Peter Glidden has an alternative solution that doesn't involve drugs with terrible side effects.
One of my favorite add-on products to the 90 essential nutrients for people who are suffering with allergies is a product called Cell Shield RTQ. Cell Shield RTQ. The Q in that product stands for a biochemical called quercetin, and quercetin is a natural antihistamine. It doesn't flag out your immune system like antihistamines do.
To manage your allergies without a lifetime of prescription or over-the-counter drugs, order Youngevity's Cell Shield RTQ today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.